T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And I'm real happy that nobody has ever communicated with us to say, you guys don't do the word enough coming out of the break. So you only do it once, because I just hammer it and hammer it over and over again. And it's kind of selfish, because I want one of our listeners to end up winning the $1,000 from Big Ben Intercom. 9 minutes after four at News Radio 930 WBEN. And David, the controversy continues over vaping. And want to get an update on what is causing people to get sick from vaping and what the latest information is. And we turn to John Glauser with Demand Vapes. John, thanks very much for joining us once again.
Tom, thank you for having me. So the CBS Evening News did a very enlightening investigation over the past few days, and they have come to found, they actually went to California to one of these underground marijuana dealers. It's kind of like almost like a carnival of marijuana dealers, where you can go and buy your cartridges, your filler material, and all that stuff. And what they did was they actually tested it. And every single one of the cartridges that they tested failed for pesticides, and the specific compound was microbutanol. And what happens with microbutanol is it turns into hydrogen cyanide when heated past a certain temperature. So it's, you know, relatively sure that that is probably causing most of these lung illnesses. Now, keep in mind that these are extremely unregulated, and there's any number of things that people could add. So Alex Azar, the HHS secretary, actually mentioned yesterday that the CDC and the FDA will never, most likely never be able to attribute this to a singular compound, but whenever you get something off the street, you're going to have problems.
So can we now eliminate the vitamin E acetate as a component in what is making people sick, as was earlier reported?
We cannot eliminate it. This is a really important distinction I really need to make. So anything that's not water soluble that you put into your lungs will eventually cause problems. Your lungs are not meant to inhale oils, and vitamin E acetate falls into that category, and there's, you know, hundreds of other compounds that people could add as emulsifiers to these cartridges that could cause similar issues. So, you know, the underlying issue here is, you know, if you're going to use these types of products, get them from a reputable source that's regulated and that has testing done on it.
What's an emulsifier?
An emulsifier is a compound that you add to, THC derivatives. It's very thick, THC derivative. It's not something you could put into a cartridge and you could just vape. So you have to add things to it to make it a little bit more, less viscous, so that it could travel to the heating element and actually vaporize. Now, there's safe ways to do that, and there's also very dangerous ways to do that. And when you're buying things from unreputable sources, you're obviously opening up the door to many dangerous problems.
So basically, according to CBS, they found an abundance of pesticides in the illegal THC cartridges. Microbutanol.
And microbutanol, well, the problem is when you heat it, it turns into hydrogen cyanide, which is a very potent poison, whether it's put in your lungs or eaten or however you ingest it.
And do we know if CBS News findings have been corroborated by any of the toxicology reports of anybody who has died from vaping?
Well, as I mentioned a few days ago on your show, Mayo Clinic has been extensively researching this, and they found, you know, all types of substances in these black market cartridges. So, you know, the main point I want to bring to the audience here is that at the end of the day, you need to make sure you're buying whatever it is you're using from a reputable source that has testing, you know what you're ingesting or inhaling for that matter. You know, and the other thing I want to bring up is that in New York State specifically, you know, I wanted to give Governor Cuomo the benefit of the doubt, but it seems to me as more and more time goes by, he really does have no interest in protecting public health. It just seems more and more political. I can't imagine he doesn't know what the problem is or what the underlying issue is here, but he refuses to let the public know what that problem is.
The problem being the illegal THC cartridges.
Yes, absolutely.
So far, with all of the people, about what, 19, 20 people who have allegedly died from vaping and hundreds who have been injured, are there any cases that you know about, any cases at all, where the people who went to the hospitals with these lung injuries actually bought their vaping products at a reputable store?
So this is one of the issues, because I think we're up to 24 deaths now in the country and, you know, about 1,400 sicknesses. A lot of the people that use these products and people that buy them off the black market also vape, which from trying to get to the bottom of what's going on, you know, obviously makes it a little bit harder. But there have been no confirmed cases of any individual getting sick solely from using over-the-counter nicotine products sold at reputable vape shops.
That's a very strong statement. No reported cases of anybody getting sick or dying from vape liquids purchased at a reputable vape shop.
Confirmed cases. You know, there have been accusations. One of the issues here is that they don't drug test these patients when they come in, and they keep them all anonymous. And, you know, so to me, a common sense solution to try to get to the bottom of what's going on here would be to, you know, try to find out what these people are taking, but they have yet to do that.
John, I'm trying to figure out something, and that is if the pesticides are what is being heated and turning into hydrogen cyanide when THC products are being vaped, why aren't people who are just smoking weed the good old-fashioned way also coming down with sicknesses? Because obviously, if you're smoking it, you got to heat it up.
It could very well be the issue that when you add these other chemicals to it along with those pesticides, it augments the issue and makes it worse.
So the problem would be present then in the vaping liquid that wouldn't be a problem in the organic form of weed that people are smoking.
It's a possibility. I'm not an expert in, you know, the chemical compounds and that sort of thing, so I can't really speak too intelligently on it. But obviously there's something that people are putting in, and this is, you know, one possible cause. But I want to reiterate, there's, you know, when you're buying things off the street, there's hundreds of possibilities that could be hurting you.
John Glauser is with us with Demand Vapes on News Radio 930 WBEN. What is the mood right now in the local vaping community? You deal with a lot of stores, some big ones, and the mom and pop people.
You know, it's not good. The problem is that, you know, the news is so quick to report when problems happen, but when things become clarified, they don't exactly jump all over it. So a lot of these businesses are hurting. These are real people that rely on these jobs and these businesses to feed their family and continue living. And unfortunately, the media and our public health groups have really done a bad job at trying to figure out what's going on here, and it's hurting a lot of people. And, you know, the underlying issue here, too, is if we really want to get to the bottom of this, the governor likes to talk about the youth. If they really cared about the youth, they would be very clear and concise as to what is causing these issues, because the more we put these vape shops out of business, the more the black market thrives. The more the black market thrives, the more these products will get into the hands of underage users.
Yeah, and as we pointed out a couple of times before during your appearances and outside of your appearances on the show, if people enjoy their bubblegum vape flavor, that bubblegum vape flavor simply becomes another line of enterprise for those who do not manufacture products according to FDA standards.
No, absolutely. And vaping products are not terribly hard to make. it's difficult to set up a business and do it in a way that you ensure its safety, but it's almost possible for anyone to go online, order the ingredients, and put this stuff together. And they may or may not know what's safe to put in these products if they want to use them, but they could easily make them at home.
John, the stay on the governor's ban on flavored vapes goes until October 18th. Even before that takes place, given all of the stories about vaping in the news and the hit vaping is taking in so many places, no pun intended, have the local businesses noticed a decrease in the number of customers, people who are just getting off of vaping on their own because of fear of what vaping is potentially going to do to them?
So this is another public health tragedy that I think we should hold our public health officials responsible for. Anecdotally speaking, from vape shop owners, they are telling me that there are no new customers coming in that are smokers. They are so scared of what could potentially happen to them that it's almost it's like a ghost town as far as new customers go. It's only their regular customers that have been using them for years, and that's terrible for public health. Anytime we can get someone away from such a deadly habit to a safer form, it's a net public health win.
Typically, what percentage of a vape shop's business prior to what is going on right now took place would be people who wanted to get off of combustible cigarettes?
Of the new users, anywhere from 70 to 90%, I would say.
And those people, that market has dried up since the hysteria over vaping.
Yeah.
Completely dried up.
And so what is we don't have any idea what's causing the deaths, the compounds. We know what, you know, the black market aspect of it is. But I mean, we haven't seen this before. The reflexive executive orders based on one death in the Bronx, a 17-year-old. Of course, it's horrible. It's tragic. And our heart bleeds for the families. No one should die from trying marijuana one time or 17 times. No one should ever die, you know, doing anything that is something that, you know, you look at the fact that a kid died. It's horrible. But now we're affecting all of these, you know, law-abiding citizens who are out there trying to do their own thing. I don't understand where the precedent is for this.
And, you know, that's a really good point you hit on. One of the underlying issues here is our civil liberties and our freedom of choice.
And I want you to pick up on that thought right after we break for traffic, John, on News Radio 930 WBEN. John Glauser is with us. He is with Demand Vapes. John Glauser is with us. He is the co-founder and the chief strategy officer of Demand Vapes. And we're getting an update on the vaping situation. And David started talking before the news break about precedents with these executive orders, ruling by decree out of Albany and I think elsewhere throughout the country. And you started talking about the impingement on adult civil liberties, John.
Yeah, and, you know, it sets a terrible precedent. You know, everyone listening to this radio station right now should be very concerned. Right now they just took our flavors, but what will they take next? You know, I encourage everyone listening to reach out to their legislators or local officials, anyone in the government that's responsible for making laws, and let them know you are against this. Even if it doesn't personally affect you, I can promise you government will take and take and take until they take something that is important to you.
And that is an area that not a lot of people are focusing on.
And we should all be focusing on that because, you know, this is America. It's the best country in the world. And, you know, we are guaranteed our freedom, and we should always make sure that we do everything in our power to ensure it stays that way.
You know, one of the things, and by the way, if you guys have any questions that you would like John Glauser with Demand Vapes to answer, what we will do, if you guys have questions and you want to call in, we will keep John with us through the news at 4:30 on WBEN. I mean, what usually happens is we'll talk to John, and then 2 minutes after he's gone, somebody will call in with some highly technical question about ingredients to which we don't have the answers, but John likely does, or at least can point you in the right direction. The phone number to get on the air, if you want to talk with John Glauser, Demand Vapes, is 803 303-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. The bottom line is, at this point, we still don't know what is making people sick. John told us earlier about the CBS News story that showed the illegal black market cartridges in the process of being produced, and the fact that one of the compounds in the stuff turns into hydrogen cyanide when it is heated after being mixed with other components, and vitamin E acetate as an emulsifier is also still a viable potential cause of these illnesses. But John has gone on to say that there is no confirmed case throughout the country with all of the vaping injuries and all of the vaping deaths, about 24 deaths, 1,400 injuries, and yet no confirmed cases of people who have purchased their vaping stuff from a regular, reputable dealer. That is an important statistic, John.
Yeah, and, you know, people have been using this stuff for 11 years, and I will never say that it's a 100% safe for you. We do not know the long-term effects of these products. You know, I could unequivocally, as my opinion, tell you this will not kill you in a short period of time, and it will kill you a lot slower than cigarettes will.
All right, John, hold on. We've got a few more questions. Our audience may have some questions as well. And if you have questions, like I said, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Glauser would be the guy with the answers, especially to the more technical questions, like about, hey, could it be the pens, or, you know, what about this chemical? What about that chemical? I'm not a chemist. Fascinated by theoretical physics, but I'm not a chemist. It is 26 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. You are hearing Bowerly and Bellavia. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. Sometimes I think we should say all vape, all the time. But it is obviously a big story. And the reason we have John Glauser on, who is the co-founder and strategy officer for Demand Vapes. They work with the local vape shops and I'm sure around the country as well. John, your clients are whom?
They're all... mostly standalone vape shops, mom-and-pop vape shops, adult-only stores all around the country in all 50 states.
And Demand Vapes is what part of the vaping sector?
We do manufacturing and distribution and wholesale.
What do you manufacture specifically?
We have a product called the Juno, which is a small device. It takes a pod. We make 5 different e-liquids in all different flavors, all adult-oriented, marketed to adults, very responsible manufacturing practices, follow GMP. We've been in business since 2013, so we've come a long way since we started.
And we are going to restate what John started out with at the beginning of the show as we near the end of his appearance. And the reason he's on today, if I will finish my thought, is that we're trying to get to the bottom of exactly what is causing the vaping illness. By the way, the WBEN cash code word, the 4 o'clock hour, print, P-R-I-N-T, that is the word to text to 72881. John Glauser with Demand Vapes. If you have any questions about vaping, vaping products, vaping safety, please don't wait until John is gone to call in and say, well, you know, X chemical, I've heard, turns into X chemical when ignited by one of these pens, because I don't have that expertise. David doesn't have the expertise, and I can't even fake my way through that stuff. So if you have the opportunity to speak with an expert, why not do it now? 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to line 3 right now, and it is Mark in Rochester. You're on with John Glauser, Demand Vapes. Hello.
Hello, hi. Just had a quick question for John.
Go right ahead.
Yes. Yeah, my question is, does our governor have anything to stand on the decrease of tobacco sales in New York State? I read some articles about something called a master settlement agreement. Can you go into detail on that, please?
Yeah, so the MSA, or the Master Settlement Agreement, I believe it was a settlement that we reached in 1999. It wasn't just New York State. I believe it was 37 or 38 states across the country. And basically what that was, it was the big tobacco companies and some medium to smaller ones settled the government to pay them a pretty large sum of money in exchange for not being able to ban their products. And a couple other things. And what the states were supposed to do was take that money and use it for tobacco control or education. In New York State alone, we've collected almost $39 billion in taxes and MSA money since 1999. And we only use less than $1 billion of that towards its intended purpose.
That's pretty staggering. Mark, did you have a follow-up?
Oh, thank you very much for answering that question. So there is some benefit for them getting rid of vaping. Is that correct?
There is a huge financial benefit to keep people smoking.
I've been listening now.
All right. Goodbye. Continue, John, please.
The states have to balance their budget every year, and the Master Settlement Agreement was predicated on future tobacco sales. So as you can imagine, those numbers have been going down and down every year as vaping has been getting more popular. And I don't know what the state's motivation is, but I could only assume that must play a role in what they're trying to accomplish here.
Well, you know, even before the ban has taken place, the vaping hysteria, John, as we talked about prior to the news break at 4:30, you guys in the vaping industry, you are not seeing any new customers, which hitherto, you said, accounted for up to 90% of customers at the local vape shops. People are being scared off of vaping, and they're sticking with their cigarettes.
Yeah, people are staying with cigarettes, which I want to reiterate is a public health tragedy. Smoking is the most harmful way to take in your nicotine, and any form of nicotine intake that you could partake in other than smoking cigarettes is a public health benefit for its users.
803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Chris in Kenmore. You are on WBEN with John Glauser of Demand Vapes.
Hey, John, how are you guys?
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, what can we do? You know, I started vaping. It's the only way I could quit smoking after the pills, patches, gums, all that. From a local vape shop, it started me from quitting. I feel so much better. I was able to get off blood pressure medicines, all this kind of stuff. Told my doctor about it. He's like, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And I've really tapered down my nicotine as responsible from where I started to probably 75% on my own. And I just want to know what we can do to stop Cuomo, because he really, we all know it's cigarette tax money. They owe so much money in the bonds that they turned in from the tobacco lawsuits. And we just want to know what we can do more to just keep this going and to stop them.
What I would encourage everyone to do, like I said, this is a civil liberties issue. You know, they keep taking our rights away to choose. We're losing our freedom slowly but surely. Call the governor's office. Let them know that you oppose this ban. Talk to your legislators. If we win in court and this ban is unenforceable, we're going to have to deal with the legislator when the session goes into place. You know, that's one thing I think as a society we don't do as effectively as we should. We need to be communicating with our elected officials. They work for us. We don't work for them.
Yeah, I do that about 10 times a day. I tweet Cuomo along with my 15,000 followers, and I just blast all day long. Every single vaping ban, flavor ban, statistics to show that it's just, the whole thing's a crook. It's just a crook.
The thing I could recommend you do as an end user is there's a national organization called CASA, C-A-S-A-A. You don't have to donate any money. It's they basically give you information and updates as to what's going on in the country. It's a way to get involved on the political side of things and the legislative side of things, just to be informed and be a little bit more involved in the process as to what's going on across the country and in our state specifically.
Well, I think all the positive media given out there, you know, just stop it. It's just enough's enough with this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, I've struggled all my life with smoking since I was 14, and nothing would work, and just always wanted to and tried cold turkey. It just didn't work.
Yeah, we're just trying to get the facts out to people, you know, and frankly, I believe most of the media has been very irresponsible. I think many of the politicians have been very irresponsible and very uninformed on their pronouncements regarding this particular industry.
Yeah, they just keep saying, oh, yeah, vaping, another death, another illness, and they're not specifying that it's all illegal, illicit THC vaping devices that have been the cause of all of it. And I've never known anybody that vaped an e-cigarette that it suddenly just died, I mean, or got sick from it. And I've turned on probably 15 to 20 of my friends to it, and every one of them that were able to quit and just thought it was the best thing ever, and it's just devastating to people.
All right. Thank you, Chris, very much for the phone call. So this CASAA, CASA, is a group of vaping end users.
Yeah, it's an organization that's been around for about 5 years, and it gives the end users the ability to stay informed and get involved. It alerts them anytime legislation is proposed or there's calls to action. If it's something that they agree with, that they could help fight, talk to their legislators and make sure that they're informed. It's a very useful organization and a great tool to make your voice heard.
John, you've mentioned civil liberties a couple of times. Have you and the other vaping people reached out to the ACLU?
Yeah, we reached out to the ACLU. The Libertarian Party's on our side. There's a lot of conservative groups in Washington, D.C. that are working with us. So, you know, we're very in tune with the political climate, and we're doing everything we can to kind of foster an environment to make sure in the political realm that we're fighting back against what I deem as an injustice.
What was the ACLU's response to assistance with this issue on civil liberties grounds?
Still waiting on a response from the ACLU.
Well, if you could get the conservative side and the ACLU together on something, you know, politics does make strange bedfellows. Let's get back to the calls. John Glauser is with us with Demand Vapes. He's the co-founder and chief strategy officer. If you have questions about vaping that we can't answer, this is the guy with whom to speak. And let's go to George in Buffalo on WBEN. Hello, George.
Yes, I just was curious. Is it factual that that every illness that's occurred is from the black market version, or is that? If it is, then we should post it on the 9:30 webpage. I mean, is that
part of the case? Part of the issue that we're running into here is it's not confirmed that every single illness happened from black market products, because a lot of people use more than one product. The overwhelming majority, and even the CDC at this point, begrudgingly, I will say, came out and has stated that, you know, if you smoke and you quit smoking using e-cigarettes, you should continue to use them. And it's, you know, in your best interest to avoid any products that were been purchased off of the black market. So they've softened their stance quite a bit. From a statistical perspective, as far as the CDC is concerned, and we actually had a Dr. Siegel, who used to work for them, come out and publicly state that in any other instance where they would have to do an investigation on an outbreak, it would have already been confirmed that this is not a nicotine vaping related problem.
You said earlier that there have been no, as in zero, confirmed cases of over-the-counter at legitimate vape shop stuff causing injury or death.
That is also factually correct. They have not been able to tie a single death or illness to over-the-counter commercially available nicotine e-liquids.
George, does that answer your question?
Are they trying to make that simulation, or are they just lumping everything all together?
We're talking with John Glauser with Demand Vapes, and George in Buffalo had a follow-up question for John Glauser. John, do you want to handle that now?
So I can actually give some statistics here, and the words are very important. So 76% reported using THC-containing products.
This is 76% of the people who got sick from vaping.
That got sick from vaping, yes. 32% reported exclusive use of THC-containing products. So the 76% were dual users, nicotine and THC. 58% of those people reported using nicotine-containing products along with THC, and 13% reported exclusive use of nicotine-containing products. Now, they haven't done any testing, and a lot of those reports, from my understanding, have been, in the younger age category, and, you know, there's no way to confirm whether or not they were telling the truth. But there have been no confirmed cases of anyone getting sick from solely over-the-counter nicotine products that are sold in reputable vape shops that are FDA regulated.
And how about over-the-counter products that don't contain nicotine, but they're just flavors?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't want to speak on that because I don't know exactly. I haven't looked into those specific facts.
And this is according to CDC?
It's right on the CDC website, yes.
All right, this is very interesting. John, for those who might be joining us late, the biggest reason we wanted to get you on today was to figure out the causes of the illnesses and the deaths. And you want to restate the very latest information that we have on the vaping-related illnesses and deaths that people need to keep in mind. What is the very latest on what's causing this?
So the majority of cases have obviously been caused by THC-related incidents, mostly black market THC products, and they're finding a link between pesticides and preservatives. CBC Nightly News did their own independent investigation where they actually took the products that they bought from the black market.
Time out. Is this CBC or CBS?
CBS.
Okay.
They took the products to a lab and found in every single product they bought on the black market a substance called microbutanol, which turns into hydrogen cyanide when heated.
And that is not good for you.
It's a very poisonous substance. It should not be inhaled or ingested in any way.
And the vitamin E acetate is still a candidate for the culprit in some of these injuries and or deaths?
Yes. Just to be very clear with everyone listening right now, and even Alex Azar, the HHS secretary, has stated that he is not sure that they will ever be able to whittle this investigation down to one specific substance. So there are a lot of things that you need to worry about, and you need to avoid vaping anything that you buy off the black market, whether it's THC or any product that you buy off the black market.
And I would imagine you would like to see drug testing done of people who go to the ER with lung issues, which may be related to vaping, to help narrow down the candidates.
Absolutely. I think it would be a common sense thing to do, especially considering they're not publicly releasing these people, the information, like the personal information of these people. So there is no real issue with having them take a drug test. I think it would help them get to the bottom of what's going on.
I suspect they'll find that a lot of the younger kids in particular just don't want to tell mom and dad they've been inhaling weed or THC.
Yeah, I mean, I think it stands to reason, and some would call it common sense, that's probably the case. You know, we can't unequivocally state that because obviously they haven't done that so far, but I remember when I was 17 years old, if I was, smoking marijuana and I had to go to the hospital, I definitely would not want my parents to find out.
Yeah, amen to that. Thanks very much, John Glauser with Demand Vapes. Appreciate the very latest information from you. It is 4:56 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.